This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gene, you were denied a request to get to see the video of Chief Granville and that incident involving the hit parked cars. What was your reaction to that?
Well, I was surprised because they put that the reason for the denial was a criminal investigation. And it's already been a year after the accident, and the law no longer allows a denial for internal investigation or police misconduct reviews, but they denied it specifically as a criminal investigation. But I still think that that was a stretch, that I don't know if they're actually, you know, pressing criminal charges at this time. It's more about us as the legislature trying to do the oversight as to whether it's fair, whether it's a misuse of power, whether there was oversight afterwards as to still allowing somebody to have a car and to have overtime of that amount, et cetera, et cetera. So I do think it's I said it was baloney and they quoted me as baloney, but I do think it's, you know, not a fair response. So I wrote a more detailed letter about it to try to give them a chance to see where I'm coming from before we take further action.
Now, are you appealing that decision?
Yeah, we sent another letter asking for them to reconsider that. And then if it doesn't, I mean, we do have the right to, you know, bring litigation to have a judge decide if they're right or wrong. But I'm hoping that by that letter, they might re-decide the issue.
In your letter requesting again, what matters did you feel were important that you let the sheriff's office know about?
The matters that I think it's important is that as to that the 911 calls, they a bunch of people called in 911 about somebody hitting a bunch of cars. And there's all I understand that that there was usual 911, like, let's get there. But then as soon as it was found out, at some point, the 911 went totally dark. That's not necessarily illegal or improper even, but it is if it's for a reason to, you know, cover up what happened. And then, you know, I also wanted to find out there's rules now. Buffalo has rules that they must use body cameras in certain circumstances, which this would it go for. So did somebody say, I want the body camera, not only to show the body camera, but to show if somebody said, turn off the body camera and why? Because it's sort of, I think the thing that most, everybody makes mistakes, you know, people wrestle with drinking issues. I don't know if there was a drinking issue involved or not, but people make mistakes. But to me, the main thing a police officer has to have is they have to be honest, because people go to jail based on their testimony. And the second thing is that, you know, a police officer has a right for discretion to say, I'm going to make an arrest or not. That's by law. There's a right to discretion to arrest or not. But, you don't want somebody using undue influence, because then that doesn't seem fair to the rest of us. That why, like, if it had happened to me, what would have happened? But people don't like that. You want to have trust in police that when they testify, they're testifying honestly. And when they're deciding who to give a ticket to or not to give a ticket to, that they're doing it in fairness. Maybe they're giving a guy a break, but they're trying to do it in a fair way. You know, that's why I think it's important to see what really happened there as to the handling of, you know, what happened with this. And if there was an attempt to cover it up, no one in the legislature knew about it until one of your fellow journalists uncovered it. You know, it shouldn't be that.
And Jeannie, when do you hope to hear an answer on this new request?
Well, I'm hoping before by the 17th, because one of the reasons that they had said at one point was that they were waiting. The Common Council is investigating, and they're going to give there's going to be a presentation to the Common Council, that we were told, on the 17th as to their results. And I'm hoping to attend that. Our legislature is down that week. And most of us are going to be attending that. And then so at that point, if they were keeping it because that they should be announcing what they're doing, there won't be a reason to deny the request.
Now, I know that the civil matter has been settled among the residents whose cars were hit. Could this, seeing the video and having that released, open up the possibility of the civil action coming back, or more civil action?
Well, I think that nobody was, obviously we weren't even told 100% what happened even as of now. But if it's just property damage, the property damage was paid for. And he was using a county vehicle. So under the law, the owner is liable to the damage, and you can't go back against the person that your driver, just like Allstate can't go back against you for causing an accident. They have to pay the property damage and indemnify you. So I don't think we can go back against the officer to get the $60,000. And like I said, the county had a duty to pay those people that got hurt. So that I think is done and over with. That's, to me, that's not an issue. Some people are saying he should pay the $60,000. I actually don't think that has anything to do with it. There is an issue that we definitely should explore. There's an overuse by the sheriff's office of take-home vehicles when it's not necessary, at huge expense to the county and at huge liability exposure to the county.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.